Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel's year-end report is a significant overview of just the tip of the iceberg of issues that Liberty Counsel has been involved with, both in litigation, education, and in public policy. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Matt, there's so much information in this year-end report. I hope that if those people who are listening do not receive this, if you're not receiving the newsletter, The Liberator, then please call us and we'll send you one of these year-end reports. If you are receiving The Liberator, you will have already received this or should have received this in the mail. And I encourage you to take a look at it, spend some time going through it, and you can share it with some friends. If you need additional copies, let us know. Call us at 407-875-1776. That's 875-1776. One of the things that it does, Matt, is it shows the breadth of the ministry outreach of Liberty Counsel, and it has significantly grown in terms of the breadth. We have prayed oftentimes the prayer of Jabez to expand our territory, to do good what God has already given us, but to expand in addition to that as well. And this year-end partners report certainly does an overview of some of what is happening through the ministry of Liberty Counsel.
Well, it does, and it's very encouraging how many victories we find within this year-end report. You know, Liberty Counsel focuses on defending religious freedom. It focuses on the sanctity of human life from conception all the way through natural death, and it focuses on the family, protecting and defending the family. So this report is broken down into those areas, and several different instances and cases are addressed here. Under the category of religious freedom, for instance, Matt, one of the bullet points here that Liberty Counsel offered counsel and representation and policies for churches across the board to protect them against so-called same-sex marriage, which is being used as a weapon against religious liberty and Christianity, and other radical so-called LGBT initiatives. What is that all about?
Well, in fact, we have policies that we offer free of charge and counsel that we provide to churches because churches are coming under attack, whether it is use of their restrooms or their showers or their other facilities. They are being targeted by same-sex advocates and LGBT advocates, if you will, to be able to use their restrooms, men being able to use the women's restrooms, or use a facility for a same-sex ceremony or something of that nature. And a lot of these things we have available. Plus, also, there's no doubt that your daycare, your Christian school, and other hiring policies will come under attack as well. And that's why we've prepared these policies for churches. We also defended, for example, the free speech rights of a Michigan business owner who was slandered and vandalized. When he sought an open meeting, he was unconstitutionally charged three times the normal price for a facility rental at a local public school. Liberty Counsel then successfully intervened and eliminated the extra cost. And we also offered representation to a military general who was attacked for speaking and praying at the National Day of Prayer event. I mean, you know, people that are doing that today, they would have no doubt attacked George Washington, our first president and first commander of our military services.
Well, Liberty Counsel also defended, successfully restored the grades of a college student at a Florida community college who was given failing grades when she refused to embrace her teacher's anti-Christian bias in her assignments. The teacher was insisting that that students adopt and write about atheism and her anti-Christian beliefs, and that anything outside of that was not acceptable. Clear viewpoint discrimination, clear violation here, but Liberty Counsel stepped in and successfully defended her.
Yeah, this girl was dual enrolled. She was homeschooled and also then dual enrolled in the community college. She's a straight A student, and for four consecutive assignments, and I've read them, having been a dean of a law school and taught, I know the quality of work, and this was high-level quality. The professor gave her zeros because she was defending Christianity. And then when we got involved, the professor changed those zeros to A's. Now, you don't go from zero to A. That's not just a simple mistake of calculation. Obviously, there was bias, and they did not want to, they got caught, and they had to change their position. We also won federal lawsuits in North Carolina and Massachusetts, where public libraries had policies that outright prohibited Christian viewpoints. You can use the library meeting rooms for anything, but you cannot talk about anything from a Christian perspective. We filed suit, and both of those policies have been changed as a result of these lawsuits.
And that keeps happening in these libraries. It's clear viewpoint discrimination, and Liberty Counsel wins every time. Well, LC also represented an ordained minister after the Kentucky Juvenile Department expelled him from ministering to juveniles in jail because he would not sign a document saying he would never describe homosexual conduct as sinful, and he would not offer hope of changing sexual orientation behavior. So the state here, detention facility, was saying, no, you have to not talk about this part of the Bible. They effectively censored the Bible, censored this pastor, his free speech, and Liberty Counsel again stepped in.
Yeah, and here's the other thing. The policy was instituted under the governorship of Stephen Beshear, who refused to accommodate or help Kim Davis, the Kentucky clerk on the marriage issue. As a result of that big media issue and our case that we were involved with Kim Davis, his ideology was rejected. Governor Matt Bevin is the new governor of Kentucky, an outspoken Christian, pro-life, pro-marriage, pro-religious liberty, and pro-Kim Davis, and he will repeal that policy and therefore open the doors again to the juvenile detention facilities that the previous Democratic governor completely slammed shut. We also filed an important amicus brief at the U.S. Supreme Court on behalf of a church in a case in which the court ruled that a sign ordinance restricting what the church could display was unconstitutional. So that set national precedent at the United States Supreme Court.
Liberty Counsel offered pro bono defense to an Indiana school district for their 30-year tradition of putting on a Christmas spectacular program for the community after they were sued by the ACLU and other anti-religious legal groups. And Matt, these groups keep going after bullying, going after school districts and schools and so forth, despite the fact that the High Court has ruled that the Constitution is unequivocal on this. Well, Liberty Counsel stands in the gap and fights back against these anti-Christian bigoted bullies.
And we presented oral argument at a federal court of appeals on behalf of Child Evangelism Fellowship and resolved 40 other cases involving CEF. In multiple states where school districts had formally discriminated against the Good News Clubs in terms of either the use of the facilities, time of use, fees, or announcements or advertisements. And now, as a result of the positive resolution of these 40 cases or so, many children will be able to hear the gospel in public schools where this opportunity was formally denied them before Liberty Counsel intervened.
So, Matt, once again here, we've only, as you mentioned, hit the tip of the iceberg. This is just a handful of instances from that Liberty Counsel has been involved in cases and other situations under the heading of religious liberty. This is just a handful of them, but there are many, many more things that Liberty Counsel has done, many more successes, and it's thanks to the support of people like you who are listening right now that Liberty Counsel is able to do these things.
Yeah, this is just, we have this broken down by religious liberty, the sanctity of human life, and the family, and then we have it broken down after that by other issues that we'll get to, and we simply cannot even cover this on the air, and we can't even cover it in this very lengthy report. This is just a tip of the iceberg. Liberty Counsel is not a smoke and mirrors fictitious ministry. It is really making a big impact, and you can be a part of that, and you are when you partner with Liberty Counsel. Pray for Liberty Counsel and financially support us. Go to lc.org. lc.org has a lot of information. You can sign up for The Liberator. If you are receiving The Liberator, which is our monthly newsletter, you will receive this year-end partners report, the 2015 year-end partners report that, frankly, is encouraging because it shows just a little bit of what we're doing. Even this lengthy report is not exhaustive. You look at this and you think, boy, it's got to be. No, it's just an example. It's illustrative of what we have done in 1 year in 2015. And we've been talking about religious freedom, but we have much, much more to go over with the sanctity of human life, the family, and many, many other outreaches that have been occurring in 2015. Every contribution you give between now and midnight, your time zone, December 31, will be doubled. So your $100 becomes $200 and so forth. Go to lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.